CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. There is success for the food poisoning sleuths. FDA has been tracking down tiny listeria germs in cantaloupes for weeks.
The Food and Drug Administration is blaming a deadly listeria outbreak in cantaloupes on some packing equipment that was old and hard to clean, and also
facility design allowed for the pooling of water on the packing facility floor adjacent to equipment and employee walkway access to grading stations. The packing facility floor was constructed in a manner that was not easily cleanable.
Senior advisor for the FDA, Sherry McGarry. The outbreak killed 25 people in a dozen states and sickened 123 more. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News, Atlanta.
The grizzly bear is accounted for. So are the lions and tigers and camels and orangutans and cougars that were set free in Zanesville, Ohio last night. The owner of the private wild animal preserve committed suicide after cutting the gates on the cages.
If anything has to be loose right now, it's a good thing it's the wolf and the monkey.
The only ones left, a 51 that got out, says famed animal expert Jack Hanna, who's in Zanesville to help out. He says officers had no choice but to shoot many of those animals. It's a populated area, and the cages had no doors. North Korea's leader says he's ready to return to the nuclear talks without preconditions. Kim Jong-il's comments in a Russian state news agency interview. The U.S. and North Korea plan to meet on Monday and Tuesday in Geneva, and resumption of talks aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program is expected to be on that agenda. The Obama administration has been focusing much of its deportation efforts on convicted criminals, and it shows in an analysis of government stats.
The study found Latinos account for more than 9 in 10 deportations, and that 3,600 U.S. citizens have been arrested in the Secure Communities program. Cardozo law professor Peter Markowitz calls it an affront to our Constitution.
ICE's protocol through this program is all too often arrest first, investigate second.
Administration officials point out more than half of those deported are convicted criminals and represent a nearly 90% increase in deportations of criminals since President Obama took office. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
President and Mrs. Obama stopped at a pumpkin patch in Virginia and picked up a couple of them.
We are going to have these in the front of the White House, these two white ones. That's what the First Lady just decided, and I do what she says.
The president is wrapping up a three-day bus tour of North Carolina and Virginia. Citigroup was among the big banks that kept selling risky mortgage packages to investors, knowing the housing bubble trouble was coming.
Citigroup has agreed to pay $285 million to settle charges by the Securities and Exchange Commission that it misled buyers of complex mortgage investments just as the housing market was starting to collapse. As part of the settlement, Citigroup will neither confirm nor deny any wrongdoing.
CBS's Alexis Christophorus. Wall Street, the Dow's down 75 points. NASDAQ's off 46. This is CBS News.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of what, sales event?
Yes, we are. The big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy 4 select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
You know what it's like to put in a long day on the job? Tough on your body, tougher on your feet. Hey, I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. Wolverine Concert Well boots are designed with perfect flexibility right where you need it for unbeatable comfort all day long. Whether it's a 14-hour day on the job site or those weekend projects around the house, Wolverine Concert Well are the boots you never stop wearing. Wolverine, dedicated to hard work. Get Wolverine at Work World, America's workwear and boot store. We're working for you.
Ford has a new labor contract after the United Auto Workers Union members took another vote and decided they can go for the new deal.
The deal, which was in danger of failing last week, passed by a 63-37% margin, with Ford the only one of the domestic three where a strike was allowed. J.D. Power analyst Jeff Schuster says it's good to have labor peace.
Now everyone can move forward and start planning for the future again. So I think it should be a positive side for Ford.
GM's agreement had already been ratified. Chrysler workers have just started voting on their tentative deal. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Hats off to two of the students at a high school in Auburn, California. They found an envelope with $800 cash money in it at the school. Instead of keeping it, spending it, they turned it in. Turns out it belonged to the coach, a loss he could ill afford, so he's mighty thankful for some honest students. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. The big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
If I don't believe it, and I do this for 2 hours a day, why should you believe it? That's why I have Bonnie Raitt help me out with that. You're with Bill Benica. Talk is cheap.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
On 1340 KYNS, San Luis Obispo, California. Yeehaw. Okay. It's Wednesday, and so it's going to be kind of warm, and some clouds, but then warm. And then tomorrow it's going to be warmer, but cloudier. So it's really weird weather. Oh, and I have a big announcement. Let me write this down. I got a big announcement for you. I have changed the world as we know it. Okay. Let me write this down so I don't forget to tell you. You say these world-changing events might be in the forefront of your brain, but I got other stuff in the forefront of my brain. As a matter of fact, you know what it is. Oh, gosh. You know, the 999 proposal, it's been analyzed, and this is Herman Cain's 999 tax plan. And so the rich people would actually get richer, and 84% of lower income people would see a rise in their taxes. Boy, this crow is tough to eat.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shushun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
Slow roll. Matt, you're with Bill, and this is 1340 KYNS, your news station, San Luis Obispo. And here's what's going on in our Flashback in History according to the Tribune today. Our highlight in history on October 18th, is that yesterday? No, today's Wednesday, October 18th, in 1961, the movie musical. Why do they have that? It's the 19th. I'm serious. This is Wednesday, October 19th. I know for a fact this is today's paper. And they have up here a highlight in history on October 18th. The West Side Story. Remember, we talked about that yesterday. Okay, so let's see if we got some other stuff. In this state, in 1892, the first long-distance telephone line between New York and Chicago was officially opened. It could only handle one call at a time. In 1931, inventor Thomas Alva Edison died in West Orange, New Jersey, at the age of 84. Some things are familiar here. 1962, James D. Watson, Francis Crick, and Maurice Wilkins were honored for the Nobel Prize for Medicine and Physiology for determining the double helix molecular structure of DNA, which I'd already thought of. In 1982, former First Lady Bess Truman died at her home in the Independence, Missouri, at the age of 97. 10 years ago, CBS News announced an employee, listen, not again, but they've kind of taken yesterdays and todays and they've glopped them all together because maybe they felt there wasn't enough. Or maybe they just want to trip me up. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. So let's just go to our birthdays. Now, that was yesterday. That guy was, Chuck Berry's birthday was yesterday. He was 85. College and Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Ditka is 72. International Tennis Hall of Famer Martina Navratilova is 55. Boxer Thomas Hearns is 53. And we did, actor Jean-Claude Van Damme, his birthday was yesterday. And he was 51 years old. So I don't know what's going on now. Now I know I can't even trust it. I got to go back to paying for it. Happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you, too.
Happy birthday to you.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osos in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
That wasn't the one I suspected either. But that's okay. We'll use that for Calcoast News today. You know what? You go with what you got. So that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. All right. Slow Council votes to increase. This is CalcoastNews.com with Bill. And we got Slow Council voting to increase the trash rates. The San Luis Obispo City Council voted to raise the rates for trash collection at yesterday's meeting. As of November 1st, customers can expect to see an across-the-board increase of 4.6%. For example, a homeowner who is currently paying $24.10 per month will receive a bill now of $25.22 per month following the increase. And so when your Social Security cost of living increase goes there, and you're going to get $35 more a month, there goes a couple of bucks of that. So, yeah, you can't. Hard to get ahead on that. Hard to get ahead on that when you're making $1,100 a month. Help. Okay. Now, let's talk about other people going on. Abel Monal is in the news, and I'm trying to understand the story exactly. I don't quite, I'm not quite sure I get what he's doing and why he's doing it, but okay. Abel Monal is seeking to challenge Lois Capps in the 2012 congressional election, is being accused of shifting around campaign funds in order to inflate reported figures. The former California Lieutenant Governor, originally from Santa Maria, has dropped big money into his campaign, retrieved it quickly, and then dropped it back in again. The rapid cycling of money timed to fundraising deadlines could appear like a way to inflate campaign reports and demonstrate political viability. Seemingly mirroring campaign moves seen last year in a northern San Joaquin Valley congressional race, Maldonado loaned his House campaign $250,000 on June 30th. Coming on the last day of the fundraising period, the loan combined with contributions enabled Maldonado to show a respectable $531,401 on hand. But one day later, newly filed records show Maldonado's campaign repaid the loan because the repayment came after the second quarter filing period ended. It didn't have to be reported until mid-October. Well, they got the money shuffling going on. Now, the people in the congressional district, they pretty much know who Abel Maldonado is, and I realize that the more money you have, the more it helps and all that kind of stuff. But still, to demonstrate political viability. I think he's demonstrated political viability. It doesn't matter whether you like him or not. This has nothing to do with whether you like him or not. But he's shown political viability. He was the lieutenant governor. What are you talking about? So I'm not sure I understand the whole thing. Okay. But that way, but I can see why he's doing it, and I just don't know if it's worth it. But hey, if he's got the time, you got the money, honey. I got the time right there. So that's it right there. And he got the money, honey. And you got the time. So, all right, now. We had another story in San Luis Obispo to cover today, and that is Occupy Cal Poly moves on San Luis Obispo County Courthouse. You don't think we have we don't think we have people here that are going to raise heck? Are you kidding? All right. I thought I had just got that in order, but apparently I hadn't. Okay. Members of a local spinoff to the Occupy Wall Street protest movement plan to set up camp indefinitely outside of San Luis Obispo County Courthouse starting today. The announcement was posted on the Facebook page for Occupy Cal Poly. We'll be starting occupation tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the courthouse. A number of us are prepared to stick it out. We are bringing tents, sleeping bags, food, and more. If anyone has any supplies they could help support, or if anyone lives near downtown and could provide kitchen washroom facilities, please step forward with the three who have already offered. Please come out and show your support. Solidarity. The efforts of the Cal Poly group echo protests recently organized by Occupy SLO, which held a demonstration last weekend in Mitchell Park that drew several hundred people, and they were going to do it again this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. It all started way back on September 17th and has since gained worldwide attention. It doesn't have much behind it, is its problem. But as they were saying on the news today, so the civil rights movement, when it started, didn't have much behind it, but eventually it shamed the institutions, of, in this case, the police and government, federal government especially. So it eventually shamed the institutions. I don't know if we can shame these institutions. I don't think they know what that word is. I want them to know what it is, but I don't think they do. So that's a wrap on that. So let me make sure there's nothing else I want to tell you about. From Calcoast News, this day, that's it for this day. And so check out calcoastnews.com on the internet, and you can find out more stuff. They got stuff that goes back for months and weeks and years, and you got editorials and things, and it's just all really cool. You can listen to Talk is Cheap live streaming on calcoastnews.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you click on it, you see a logo, you click below that, and you'll get calcoastnews.com. You get this to get more calcoastnews.com streaming along with Talk is Cheap right here. Where's my thing? Will this play again? Because I don't have my right one. Let me see if this will play again.
Here's the news. Another action-filled adventure.
All right, and you're going to say, hey, Bill, you twiddlehead, you don't lead off of the news like this, but, you know, you take the Tribune right here, and they do it on page two. You know, they got all the, here's the fashion guru booted off Dancing with the Stars. You know, this is this Carson Kressley guy. I know he's a guru. Sarandon quip on Pope condemned. She called the Pope a Nazi. Not a good word ever, really, you know, unless the person is, you know, Nazi-ish, but... anyway, Selena Gomez gets a restraining order against some weird dude that wants to, you know, says God's talking to her and you know, wants him to do her in. Can you imagine living a life like that? Now, but here's the other thing. Can you imagine living the life of Lindsay Lohan? Maybe. She seems to have a good time. Anyway, but a Los Angeles County judge revoked probation for Lindsay Lohan on Wednesday after reprimanding the actress and her attorney in court for Lohan's failure to comply with a community service. Lohan was removed from the courtroom in handcuffs. She later posted $100,000 bail, could be freed by 2 this afternoon. Once the process is completed, said her attorney. Judge Stephanie Fravicet said earlier Wednesday that if Lohan made bail, the actress must perform 16 hours of community service a week over a minimum of 2 days a week at the Los Angeles County Morgue before her probation violation hearing on November 2nd. Now, this is what she's said the last time. And in the time before that, she said that. Oh, and maybe one more time before that. How is it that what's going on with Lindsay Lohan, this judge? I have to ask you. Judge Stephanie Sautner. She may be a fan, you know what I'm saying? She may be the only fan that Lindsay Lohan has, but she's a good one to have. Okay? Martha Stewart did what? 18 months in prison because her friend said, I'm going under. That's all he said. I'm going under. And she's Lohan's not a maven. And Martha Stewart is one of those mavens you hear about. So, makes no sense to me. I don't get it. That's right. All right, let's see what else is going on here. Or, let's actually see if there is some news. Hey, let's try that instead. Yeah, there's some news. Okay, this is a, I got a wild and crazy story that's coming up here. But one of the big stories that's in the news right now is the fact that here this guy in Ohio killed himself, but before he did that, he had this wild animal park, and he let the wild animals out. So here they had tigers and bears and all these terrible things roaming around the area. And it's a wooded area. You know, what they were basically saying, the coppers, were if we hadn't got these things, because they've gotten 51 of the 53 animals, and if they hadn't got us deer in the area, there's all kinds of things they could live on. He's saying, you know, this could have been really weird out here. Anyway, so they shot 51 of them. There's still a wolf and a monkey out there roaming around, but they're going to look for those guys. Here's what I don't understand, though. I don't understand it. The guy opened the cages and then killed himself. Why didn't he just open the cages and then die of natural causes?
Selena has five brothers and sisters, but two of her brothers are very special.
They can't talk. They're mute. Deaf. No sound, no nothing. They make sounds, but they can't talk.
Both guys were born deaf. Shamir is the younger one, and Selena's especially close to him.
He's a sweetheart, and he goes to college, so I do anything for him.
Since Shamir's in college and doesn't work, Selena got him a phone and put it on her plan. Then last month, she got their phone bill.
Yes, to $201,000. Over $201,000.
This is the $201,000 phone bill running 43 pages. When Shamir saw it, he couldn't believe he had run it up.
He just spent 2 weeks in Canada. There's no way it's that high. He was in shock. Like, no way.
Shamir had been on vacation in Canada where he didn't turn his data roaming off, texting over 2,000 times and using the phone to download videos, bringing this charge for $1,800, this one for $1,300, this one for $2,500, on and on and on.
You leave it on. When you go to see movies, did you leave it on or are you off it? On. Apparently, he's using it for internet, and I don't know how the charges got that high.
Since Shamir is on Selena's phone plan, the $201,000 bill is her responsibility. But she says paying it is impossible.
Well, it's never going to get paid. I can't pay that. That's like paying a nice house right now based on what house is going for.
She argues the phone company should have told her the bill was blowing up.
Wouldn't you let me know as the primary holder? And they're saying, no, we respect your privacy. What privacy? That's my account.
Now she's faced with this, a phone bill very few people could pay in a lifetime, much less a month.
Oh, my God. My future's done. That's it. That's all I could think about. I'm like, that's it. My life is over. I can't do nothing. It's done.
Well, Howard, data roaming charges can soar if you're out of the country. But legally, does a company have to notify you your bill is breaking a record?
No, they do not. Their job is to provide a service and bill you accurately. If you intentionally, or as in this case, accidentally run up a huge bill, legally, you have to pay for it.
We then contacted T-Mobile. Give them enormous credit. They were reasonable. They wrote that Shamir was billed $10 per megabyte. They say that rate was texted to him, and four additional texts were sent to his phone as the charges soared. T-Mobile then did what they legally didn't have to do. They lowered Selena's phone bill from $201,000 to $2,500 and even gave her 6 months to pay that bill. Selena still has a big phone bill and an even bigger story to tell people, who all say the same thing when she tells them about her $201,000 bill.
You're joking, right?
It's no joke, but fortunately the bill is a whole lot lower. So you're welcome, Shamir.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so thank you very much. All right, so then here's the interesting thing about this. They made a big issue here Wednesday, Monday. They made a big issue over the fact that, you know, they're going to notify people if their phone bills start to get out of control. Now, unfortunately, they notified him, but for some reason it didn't work. I don't know exactly what happened. So that was a lot to do. That's a lot of texting and interneting and thingies and just why, you know, I just yell. Hello? Hi. I didn't use the intercom to call down the hall. I'm not going to have somebody nick me for something. No way to do it. Pat, you're with Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network, and I'm glad you're here with me today, because it's a pretty day out and stuff, and we're going to have a nice Wednesday together and talk about the craziness that goes on around our world and things like that. And it never seems to end, you know. Although we were watching the news before I came up, my wife says to me, "Is there any good news on? Is there any good news?" I said, "They don't put good news." Maybe, but they don't put good news on. That's what they do. So I don't know how to find good. I look for good news. I do. I go all the papers all over the country, saying, "Find me some good stories here." They had a gym teacher that lost his poke, and a kid found it and turned it in, and he was very grateful of that. So there, that's as good as it's going to get right there. It's not going to get much better. I don't think. Let's see. I don't think. Okay. You know. I know where the... What are we, the happiest town in the United States? Well, the happiest place in the world, as you all know, is Disneyland, but now it appears it's not that happy. So I hear, and you say, "Bill, how can you have a sad story about Disneyland?" You know what I mean? It's Disneyland, Bill. Well, because they've been sued over alleged lead problems. There's an environmental fund that says they got some bad stuff going on in that park. They say excessive levels of lead in such commonly touched objects as the sword and the stone attraction. The other objects included brass doorknobs at Minnie's house and stained glass windows in the door at the entrance to a beauty salon in the castle. Because, you know, stained glass windows, they are leaded. But, you know, I guess, you know, kids touch the window and then lick their hands, which they tend to do. Usually, though, they pick their nose, and then let's not get into it. We're asking the court to force Disney to take steps that should have been taken when we first told them that children at Disneyland are in danger. Poor Walt's role, nobody's good. In court documents, Disney rejected the allegations of the lawsuit and maintained that it posted adequate warnings about lead-tainted fixtures and figurines as required by state law. Tests also found hand lead exposures at the Haunted Mansion, Peter Pan ride, and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, for God's sake, of 1 microgram, and it's over the thing of half microgram per day. Sorry. Yeah, so be careful. That and when the train comes off of the Thunder Mountain roller coaster ride, those are the two things that can really get you in trouble at Disneyland. I can do that. Okay, neither one of those things are good for you. So be very careful. You know, you figure how many people go to Disneyland a year, you know, how many people are in the park at the same time you are, and how many people are from foreign countries that have diseases that we haven't even heard of yet. Okay? And I don't think I'm going to worry about doorknobs that much, but I'll work on worrying about it. I'll try to work on worrying about it. Okay. Now here we've had, you know, we have our military, we love our guys and gals, and they do have a tough job to do. But then, you know, every now and then you get schmucks and schmoes, and you get people that are just, you know, not right. And it's like any other large organization, or just the general populace, you know, they get meatballs. Three San Diego Marine corporals have been discharged for bad conduct after admitting they faked their marriages to receive housing allowances. The three pleaded guilty to stealing from the government through fraud at a special court martial. That's a big one, by the way, a special court martial. In the scheme, Captain Ashley Weiss, who was a lesbian, and her girlfriend, civilian Jamie Murphy, who's also a lesbian, pretended to be married to two male Marines, Corporal Jeremiah Griffin and Corporal Joseph Garner. As a result, they got a $1,200 monthly housing stipend meant for married Marines to live off base. Weiss has previously said in media coverage that she and her partner were forced to enter the sham marriages because they could not afford to live off base without the extra money. The military doesn't provide allowances for unmarried couples. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I lived on a ship. And it was free. Dang, was it fun.
For 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has produced the world's most advanced automobiles, and Star Automotive is dedicated to maintaining those vehicles for many years to come. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. I wish to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles the last 5 years. The Star Automotive Independent Mercedes-Benz Service Center can be found in SLO at the corner of Broad and Francis, on the web at starautomotive.com, or by calling 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
Debt stress can take a number of different forms, from losing sleep to a lack of focus at work. But there is help out there if you know where to go. National Foundation for Credit Counseling Agencies are independently accredited and have trained certified counselors. Our agencies are nonprofit and community governed, so we have a real stake in helping you. To find an NFCC agency near you, call 800-388-2227. Or visit nfcc.org, a public service from the NFCC.
Time now for your community calendar. Get ready for the Walk to Cure Lupus on Saturday, October 22nd, all happening at Atascadero Lake Park. Check-in starts at 9 a.m., and if you want to find out more information, call 462-1022. The Fall Festival at Happy Time Preschool will be happening on Saturday, October 22nd from 10 to 2. The admission is free. Attractions include a pumpkin patch, bounce house, children's games, and lots of fun. If you want more information, call 773-2095. Get ready for some Halloween fun on Thursday, October 27th. It's the third annual Munchkin March Halloween Parade. The parade will begin at San Luis Obispo Children's Museum and end at Emerson Park, where pizza and refreshments will be offered for donations. Children of all ages are welcome. If you have something happening in your zip code, we want to hear about it. Calendar at RadioCentralCoast.com.
There you go. Send us your stuff. Now, our musical guest today is none other than Scatman Crothers.
Ghost riders in the firmament. Bookity, bookity, book. Bookity, bookity, book, book. Old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. And all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloudy trail. Yippee-yay-yay! Yippee-yay-yay! Oh, yippee-yay-yo! Yippee-yay-yo! Ghost rider in the sky. Their brands were still on fire, and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. Bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he heard the riders a-coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Oh, yippee-yay-yo!
Yippee-yay-yo!
Ghost rider in the sky. Riders loped on by him, and he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on the range. Then cowboy, change your ways of today, or with us you gonna ride. Trying to catch that devil's herd across those in the skies. Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yay!
Yippee-yay-yo! Yippee-yay-yo! Ghost rider in the sky.
If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tall est. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strong est. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Guess that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? What are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month for 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply in months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra. Early termination fees and restrictions apply.
There you go. Hi, Bill Benica, Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station on San Luis Obispo. Hey, there's things going on. In case you hadn't heard, police are searching the home of baby Lisa, the 11-month-old that supposedly disappeared out a window while her mom was drunk as a skunk and dad wasn't home. They've decided that they're going to search and see what they can find out. Not surprising. Another thing, I didn't watch the debates. I told you, when it comes time for an election, you know, when it comes about a year from now, then I'll start paying attention. But right now, I can't be putting up with it all. I can imagine who said who to what though. If this is a headline, Perry's use of brother raises eyebrows. you can just know what that was. That's fun. Other things going on. There was another thing I want to tell you about. Well, here I want to click on this and see what it says. Let me see if it just talks to me, but without playing things and doing funny things. Okay, here we go. This is from CNN Money. This is an interesting story. The trend is clear. Personal computer sales are slumping, and smartphone and tablet sales are booming. But Intel proved late Tuesday that the PC isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Semiconductor sales in Intel's INTC Fortune 500 PC division rose 22% last quarter, driving Intel's overall revenue to its sixth consecutive quarterly record. I apologize. That comes despite a lackluster PC sales environment. Overall PC shipments grew just 3.2% globally last quarter, which is well below seasonal averages. Zooming in on different regions and segments of the world provides a fuller picture of why the PC isn't yet dead and why Intel has been so successful. Consumer demands for PCs in the United States, Canada, and Europe is slumping badly, but consumers in emerging markets can't get enough of them. China, sales in China are up 12%, India 21%, Turkey 14%, Indonesia 23%. China has become the world's number one PC market, and fast-growing Brazil is now right behind the United States at number 3. Here's what I got to find out, though. Here's what I don't know. The PC market in Latin America, meanwhile, corporations around the world continue to buy PCs. Intel said its overall sales for the quarter rose 20% at the same time. So what this is telling me, am I right? Is that, meanwhile, the iPad has begun to eat into PC sales. When Hewlett-Packard's HPQ Fortune 500 decided to exit the PC business, then-CEO Leo Apotheker cited as a prime reason that the tablet effect is real. So I take it the tablets don't use Intel stuff. Is that what we're seeing? Intel's longtime partner Microsoft have been left for dead many times over what Intel's past quarter proves is whether or not a chipmaker has the right mobile strategy in place for the future. Right on the back of the still-alive PC will give Intel significant lead time to figure out what they're going to have to do. Dang. Okay. They're going to go the way of the Polaroid land camera. And the Brownie. And the Instamatic. And many others that followed. They used to have the little 4-cube flash cube on the top. And you'd click it, one flash, then you click it, and it'd move around a quarter, and then flick it. And I remember before that, you have to buy the big old bulbs, you know, that blew up when you took a picture in order to create light. That's before they realize that if you just had a little bit larger aperture, you probably could just take a picture in natural light, but they hadn't figured that out there. Okay. Or something. I'm not sure I understand. Other things are going on. All right, we got, I'm trying to find something that just doesn't reek of just nasty, ugly. And so the headline, the first thing out of the shoot today is Pass a Mother Faces Trial on a Baby Death. The details, the devil's in the details in this thing, though. It's kind of interesting. Because they decided it was blunt trauma because they found blood pooled in the baby's stomach down below it. And so, but the defense says, you know, she and a fireman tried to perform CPR on the girl. And so, you know, could that have caused the problem? Because I don't have any other details. We'll wait to see what happens. All we have to do is be patient, and we will indeed find out. All right. We didn't get to everybody in the whole wide world that was gossipy people in the news. There's more people in the news. Julian Barnes won the prestigious Booker Prize for Fiction on Tuesday for his novel The Sense of an Ending. Judges announced the winner of the $82,000 award ceremony in London. Whatever. Obama asked about Justin Bieber. Perhaps thankfully for President Barack Obama, questions about the economy aren't always foremost in audiences' minds after delivering some remarks about excelling in schoolwork at Bluestone High School in Skipwith, Virginia. Obama got this question from one girl. Do you know Justin Bieber? Turns out the president does. The pop music star performed at last year's White House Easter egg roll. Obama pronounced Bieber a very nice young man and said he thinks he has a girlfriend. Don't tell her that. She doesn't want to know that. She does. She knows that, but she's thinking, well, maybe you can do something about it. Yeah. That Gomez, she's got people following people. She's got weirdos following her around. Yeah. And I guess who's back on the set is Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's on the New Mexico set of The Last Stand, playing the starring role as a small-town border sheriff. Agger posted a message on his Twitter account late Monday saying, fantastic first day on the set of The Last Stand. Big thanks to the crew. Keep up the great work. Whatever. All right. The Last Stand. All right. Now, brace yourselves. As you know, you're going to get a... You're on Social Security, you're going to get an average $35 raise or so. And that's a month. Now, in San Luis, we know the trash is going up. And we sort of knew this was coming. We always know it's coming. It comes regularly like clockwork, about every 2 years. So it's coming again. The price of stamps is going to go up to 45 cents. So that's going to try to help the strapped-cashed U.S. Postal Service. Under the law, the post office cannot raise taxes more than the rate of inflation, which is 2.1%, unless it gets special permission from the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission. The PRC last year turned down such a request. Post office lost $8 billion. Maybe they should have said yes. Do you think? Eh? I know you're saying, Bill, but do you want to pay more to mail a letter? I'm just saying. Eh? When they lose $8 billion, okay, when the Postal Service loses $8 billion, then we go borrow the money somewhere, you know, and then we pay the interest on that. So do I want the Postal Service to lose $8 billion, or would I rather pay a penny more for a letter? Okay. Really? Anybody else in the news? That's it. That's all those people. Israelis find a little comfort as Palestinians celebrate. Israelis voice anger over freed soldiers' frail appearance and embitter the killers are released. So, you know, they're saying, you know, this margin kind of sucked. You know, we get one, they get 400 and something, 477. So it's, and that's the first step of a 1,027-for-1 exchange for kidnapped Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. So anyway. I'm not sure what it's all about. There's more to all this than meets the eye. But I will tell you this. Hillary, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, where she was, she went to Libya yesterday, then she flew to Afghanistan today. And they showed a picture of her on CNN. She had the largest brooch I've ever seen on a human being. You know, it was like if you saw Spartan, you know, you or the 300 thing, you would, you know, the size of the shields, pretty much the same size. Anyway, but it was on her kind of her shoulder thing part over there. And so I looked at Nancy and I said, I wonder how many microphones and cameras are in that thing. She looked at me going, yeah, maybe. Seriously, it seemed kind of odd. But okay, hey, fashion today. You know what's another thing that's going on with fashion? And I see it on TV. They got the big necklaces nowadays are going on. You know, they're getting really just kind of out there. But I guess that's what's going on. That's what's going on. What do I know about fashion? Okay, that reminds me of what I had to tell you about. Earth-shattering news. Earth-shattering Bill Benica making news happen for us on the Central Coast, making our lives better, easier, and more fun. You know what happened? I got hold of the Weather Channel and said, you know, it doesn't really make sense how you do this. I got to tell you why, because here, I've lived here a long time, and here you have Atascadero is a major city, and it has the temperature that's different than Paso Robles, which could be 25 degrees different than the beach, but you don't give the beach like Pismo Beach or any other beach. So I said, and then San Luis Obispo has its own temperature, but you do San Luis Obispo already, but you do San Luis Obispo, Templeton, and Paso Robles. I said, I don't think that makes any sense. You know, to tell you the truth, that doesn't help us out here. So in the first, they said, well, we're going to work on that for you. So they did. So if you look at, you turn on the Weather Channel right now, not now, when I'm over, turn on the Weather Channel on the crawler on the bottom now. So here's what they came up with. So then I've written them again and said, okay, let's see if we can narrow this down to what might make sense. So now if you turn on the thing, the crawler at the bottom shows San Luis Obispo, still shows Templeton, now shows Paso. Oh, it shows Paso. They'd showed them before. But what they've added, what they added was Morro Bay, Cambria, and Napomo. Okay. So I said, here's what I would do. I'd swap out Templeton with Atascadero, and I would add, Morro Bay and Cambria. Oh, they have Morro Bay and Cambria. That's fine. I would add Pismo and Avila, because those two places, because you know how the coast works and the zigzags and all that, have different temperatures sometimes. So how would that be? Would you think I got that pretty much covered? So we'd have San Luis Obispo and the five cities. San Luis Obispo, five cities. We'd have Atascadero, Paso Robles, Napomo, Pismo, Avila, Morro Bay, and Cameron. Now the downside to that is, of course, this. It's going to take you a long time to read the whole thing. I have to sit there and watch the Weather Channel for a long time. You're going to have to turn the volume up, though, if you don't want to, because, you know, they pretty much say the same thing over and over again. But anyway, I got that done. I got it halfway done now. If I get it all the way done. Now, you're saying, Bill, were you satisfied with that? No, I was not satisfied with that, I can tell you. So then I got on Facebook, and I Facebooked, is that what you call it? I Facebooked Dave Hovde at KSBY. I said, Dave, for us mortal souls that have done broadcasting for years and years and years in San Luis Obispo, it is the beach, inland, and the North County. The beach, inland, North County. And I said, well, it's a very quaint Hovdeism to say the coast for San Luis Obispo. It's bogus. We're not the coast. We're inland. So why don't you get on board, buddy? So that's why I sent him. Nicely, though, real nice in a nice way. So we'll see what happens with it. As if I really, you know, you might say to yourself, Bill, do you care that much about that? You're getting like those old ladies that worry about if you say Slow Town and they get all upset and they have torches and stuff in front of the radio station instead of San Luis Obispo. And also you have to, and back when I first started, you had to say San Luis Obispo and make sure it was an O, Obispo. Otherwise you just had torches at the front door. When I came up with Slow Town, Lord. Damn. So you say, you kind of act like the old ladies there. And I'm going, well, not really. I just thought, you know, maybe we could set the record straight here. All right, that's it. That's it for the weather. Yeah. How about these people? I just look out the window. Oh, there's the weather there. All right, thank you very much. Yeah. I don't want people to really know we did that. Okay, so I used to supply the weather, the highs and lows for San Luis Obispo to a TV station for quite a while. And I'm going to just tell you if I haven't told you or you knew. And I had no idea. The thermometer had broken years ago. So I just made them up. But I was close. I'm pretty sure it's close. And then they said, and then after about, it was like 6-9 months later, they said, you know, Bill, we get some people saying that their weather, their temperature is not the same as what you're saying. You are. I go, well, I'm at the, this is where I'm at. You know how it changes here in San Luis. Go, yeah. We think we're going to use the airport. Oh, okay. No problem. I think I've come to realize over a course of time why there's people that don't talk to me anymore. Right? They just say, we're not talking to him anymore because he's done something that we can't avoid. I said many years ago, I've emceed everything at least once, but most things only once. Hey, I try to get along. Hey, I'm just trying to get along. Hey, let me tell you what's going on at Spencer's, because there's two things going on, and you get these flyers at Spencer's Market if you didn't get them in the mail. So you get the regular weekly ad that's going on, and then they have a new thing, a Spencer's Fresh Market's Halloween Falls Savings, and it has little coupons and whatnot. Not everything's a coupon, but some are. So, for instance, here, listen to this deal. Extra large eggs, a 20-pack, not even 18-pack, a 20-pack. That's all brand new. $1.49 if you use the coupon right there. Let me get you another coupon here. Save a buck on any 64-ounce treetop apple juice, cider juice blends, or three apple blend, or whatever that is. And then you got a coupon for that. Then up here, Santana in Las Vegas, you want a VIP party for that. You can't beat that. And then there's fall grocery budget savers. You got chunky soups, or two for $4. Chicken noodle or tomato soup, just 79 cents a can. There's just tons and tons of stuff. And you know, here's your Prego spaghetti sauce. Remember I told you, so you make your chicken, whatever they call. Was it chicken? My wife said. No, egg pan parmesan. Prego, $1.79 with a coupon. That has a coupon, too. Danimals, $1.79 with a coupon. Golden cheese, 69 packets, $2.99 with a coupon. I'm just passing on some of these coupon things. Listen, listen to some of these things. Here's IGA aluminum foil, 79 cents with a coupon. Here's IGA paper towels, 59 cents with a coupon. Then you can get IGA macaroni and cheese dinner, 59 cents without a coupon. Paper plates, $2.99 without a coupon. So they have all kinds of stuff right here. The coupons, savings, they got the whole shebang right. That's in the little flyer. Okay. Then the regular weekly flyer, Spencer's has gotten knocked out of it itself. Choice Angus Boneless New York Steaks and the value pack are $5.99 a pound. And we get something else here that's really fun. That's good. 99 cents for cluster tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Can't beat that. And then you have 10 for $5 for Yoplait yogurt. And this is the ones that are really yummy. You know, we eat sort of plain yogurt. Not plain, but we eat commoner's yogurt. You know what I'm saying? But one time, when Spencer's had this on sale before, I said, we have to try some of these yogurts. Oh, my gosh, those are good. If you're a yogurt eater, I am. Here's romaine lettuce in the bag, just 99 cents for the River Ranch salad mix, 99 cents for crisp gala apples a pound. Foster Farms breastages for the ribs, $1.39 a pound. All right, and I have all the candy and the stuff you need for Halloween. You know, I got all that kind of gear. And then over in the bakery right now, they're doing some other wonderful things. So there's just a million bazillion wonderful things that you can get at Spencer's Fresh Markets and just save yourself a ton of dough. Spencer's in five locations on the Central Coast in Atascadero, Morro Bay, Santa Maria, Rio Grande, and San Luis Obispo. I try to mix those up a little bit just so it doesn't sound the same old. Okay. So we're looking good here. We're looking good now. Okay. And that starts today, the 19th. Somebody call the Tribune for me. You say it's the 19th. It's not the 18th and the 19th. It's not like you can't combine the 2 days and say, well, let's just do everybody's birthday both days. It's just not legit. It's just not legit. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on with other things that are going on. Let me give you phone numbers because I haven't given you those. This does tend to be a big talk call-in show. I don't know why. It used to be years ago when I was at another station. Jeez, I was attacked every day. But it's more calm here. So that's okay. But if you want to call, it's 786-2578. That's 786-2578. Or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. And you can buzz it on in. All right, now wait. Here's another big headline. See, here's some headlines going on the CNN I got to get to because there's some important stuff that you got to know about. Samsung files an injunction against iPhone 4S sales in Japan and Australia. Let's find out why. Maybe there's some kind of a Samsung-y thing they got in there. Samsung Electronics filed preliminary injunction motions in Japan and Australia Monday to block the sale of Apple iPhone 4Ss there. The South Korean company is accusing Apple of patent infringements dealing with wireless telecommunications technology. In the Japan filing, Samsung also wants the court to bar the sale of iPhone 4 and iPad 2. Apple cannot be reached for comment. Apple announced the latest incarnation of its smartphone, the iPhone 4S, on October 4th. The next day, Samsung filed preliminary injunction motions in Italy and France to ban its sale in those countries. Two companies have long been at odds, suing and countersuing for several months, but both accusing the other of patent infringements. Apple claims Samsung's Galaxy tablets and smartphones have copied its own successful iPad tablets and iPhones. In separate filing Monday, Samsung appealed an Australian court's decision last week to grant a preliminary injunction over the sale of the Galaxy tablet. So back and forth. What I see up here, though, wait, there was another thing that I thought. Two. Okay, what does that mean? I'm seeing what I'm reading, but I'm not seeing it anywhere else. It's in the headline, but it's nowhere else. It says $2 smartphone salvo in the Samsung-Apple war. What do they mean by that? Don't know. All right, so things are they're moving on. And by the way, Apple's working on a new voice recognition affair. So these things are going to be just, they're already amazing as they are, but someday it's just all going to be amazing. It's just everything in the whole world is just going to be right in your hand there. And just going to, or they'll have you, maybe have it implanted in your, you know, the back of your hand or something when you're born. It'll grow with you because we'll have the technology to do it. Just grow, you know, and once we get to that technology, I have an idea. Let's have men's noses and ears stop growing at a certain age, you know, and start looking pretty good. Whatever age was the optimum age that your nose and your ears look good, then you stop. Because when we get older, it's not good. You know, we get distorted looking. Romeo and Juliet. All right, the people that are in the news. Let's see what else we got going on. Because I'm trying to find stuff that's interesting, but not hang your head and go, oh crap, that kind of thing. Did you know that Apple was closing their stores today for a service for Steve Jobs? It was a special deal. I thought that's really cool. Anybody else? Ford cars will read text as you drive, so they'll read them. Wow. This is called, on the webpage, Living in Idiocracy. Taboo of a horror nerd, but not to eat on a first date. One of the funniest lines I've ever heard was, it was Phyllis Diller. And Phyllis Diller said, you know what I always order on a first date? She said, I always order Jell-O. She said, you put Jell-O in your mouth and you just swallow it. You don't have to be making your mouth do funny things. She said, you know how silly people look when they eat? And you're meeting somebody for the first time and you're trying to make an impression and you're chomping away on stuff and you look like a bonehead. So she said, I always relied on Jell-O for first dates. And I thought that was very clever. Good idea. Okay. But not to eat on a first date, a big sub sandwich or something that looked not good. All right. Anything that can fall apart and end up on your chin. All right. Anything else here that has to do with food? No. Who cleans up your restaurant mess? I have no idea. All right, anything else over here? No clear-cut World Series favorite, they say. And they had here in the paper today, they had this. Wait, let me get over here. They had some interesting numbers. I mean, they had some things where I thought they were kind of statistically kind of a hoot. Cardinals-Rangers, an unlikely fall classic matchup, they say. World Series by the numbers, 2.299. Albert Pujols, because my niece and nephew think that's pretty funny. Albert Pujols, a regular season batting average, the first time in his career hit below 300. Two, that's the number of trips to the World Series by the Texas Rangers who made their first appearance last season. Seven is the number more regular season wins for the St. Louis Cardinals than in 2006 when they last won the World Series.
8.04. This year's postseason ERA of Texas Rangers pitcher ace C.J. Wilson. 10 World Series titles by the St. Louis Cardinals, trailing only the New York Yankees, who have 27. Which, I mean, there's not that seems to be a big, huge disparity right there. That's the way those Yankees are. 96 regular season wins of a franchise record by the Texas Rangers. So here it gets underway tonight. 5 o'clock is, I think it's 5 o'clock, and the first game of the World Series is underway already with Texas and St. Louis. Excitement abounds all over the Central Coast in your own living room tonight with the World Series.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. It turned into a big wild animal hunt overnight in Zanesville, Ohio, after the owner of a private exotic animal preserve set the animals free and then killed himself. Sheriff Matt Lutz says officers had to kill 48 animals.
Those animals included 1 wolf, 6 black bears, 2 grizzly bears, 9 male lions, 8 lionesses, 1 baboon, 3 mountain lions, and 18 tigers.
Still on the loose, 1 wolf and a monkey. The whole town was locked down. Pets were brought in. Farmers stood watch. The FDA's pretty sure it's found the origin of the listeria contamination of cantaloupes at a farm in Colorado. The death toll now 25, worst outbreak in 2.5 decades. Sherry McGarry at the FDA.
FDA identified that the most likely factors that contributed to the contamination of the fresh whole cantaloupes likely occurred in the packing facility.
So they think they know where, but how the bacteria got into the plant still an unanswered question. 5 alleged burglars, apparently tourists from France, were caught at the county courthouse in San Antonio, Texas. Initial worries that it might be some kind of terror plot erupted have dissipated.
They were clowning around in the courtroom. They put on the Mexican hat, got the gravel. So that gives us an indication that they weren't up to anything other than a prank.
Bexar County Sheriff Amadeo Ortiz says these guys were tourists who traveled the country after arriving in the New York area last month, driving to Florida and across to Texas. The sheriff says they just may have been drinking. Archaeologists are digging and brushing and lifting with care in Scotland at the gravesite of a Viking more than 1,000 years old.
It's the first time an intact Viking grave has been found on the British mainland, and archaeologists say it should reveal volumes about where the warrior was born, where and when his ship was built, and just possibly how the man died.
CBS's Vicky Barker in London. When college students can't qualify for a scholarship, can't get free money, and don't have the money to just pay for it, they borrow the money for college. Now that debt is expected to top $1 trillion. Education funding expert Mark Kantrowitz says the average student comes out of college with a bachelor's and $27,000 in debt.
They delay buying a car, buying a home, getting married, having children, saving for their retirement, saving for their children's college educations.
The Beige Book report from the Federal Reserve saw just tiny improvement in the economy in September and early this month. Economist Steve Blitz.
The economy did inflect marginally higher in September.
Several regions of the country also said the hazy outlook for the economy has more and more businesses being very cautious, very careful with their money. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 72 points on the day. The Nasdaq lost 54, and oil prices just over $86 a barrel. This is CBS News.
With everyone working on the go, holding an impromptu meeting can be virtually impossible. Not anymore. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you could host your meeting online from your computer while your attendees join from a computer or iPad. And now they can join from the iPhone or any Android mobile device, too. Download the free app and start joining GoToMeeting sessions, or host your own meetings with a free 45-day trial by visiting GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use promo code 45.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
Sometime this weekend, it could make new holes in the ground almost anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe talks with a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of what, sales event?
Yes, we are. It's a big tire and brake sales event.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts.
Stop by a Ford dealer now to buy 4 select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus, get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it involves brakes, too.
Correct.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
You know what it's like to put in a long day on the job? Tough on your body, tougher on your feet. Hey, I'm Jason Cameron, licensed contractor and TV host. Wolverine Concert Well boots are designed with perfect flexibility right where you need it for unbeatable comfort all day long. Whether it's a 14-hour day on the job site or those weekend projects around the house, Wolverine Contour Welt are the boots you never stop wearing. Wolverine, dedicated to hard work. Get Wolverine at Work World, America's workwear and boot store. We're working for you.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
My buddy, your body
Columbo theme. Hi, you're Bill, talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. And we're having a good day because it's a nice day out and everything. Let me look out. Maybe we'll show them right. I saw the sun over my shoulder there. It's very nice today. It's fallish, though. You smell, I think it's dead leaves. It's always you smell when it's fall. Some people like it. Wait. Let me get a story for you here, because this is, guess what? Okay, you got the World Series starting, you know, today. And guess what they have to say here? Heavens to Murgatroyd. Okay, here it is right here, listen to this. A group of senators is urging Major League Baseball to use the World Series as a chance to step up and change the fairly recognizable scene at baseball stadiums. A group of players in the dugout chomping on chew and spitting tobacco juice. Not only is it unhealthy, the senator said, but it sends the wrong message to children who look up to the players. An expected 15 million viewers, including many children, will tune in to watch the first game of the series, Senator Dick Durbin and other senators said in a letter to the executive director of Major League Baseball Players Association. Unfortunately, as these young fans root for their toot and their favorite teams and players, they also will watch their on-field heroes use smokeless tobacco. It's a scene that often is caught on TV as camera pans the field during batting practice on the dugout during the game. Some players chew gum, others spit out sunflower seed shells, and others spit out tobacco. For the first game of the World Series set for today, the Senators said they think that maybe it might be the right national platform to urge players to opt for the sunflower seeds rather than the tobacco. You know, and I see the point. You know, I see their point. I'd wait till the off season. I'd go ahead and let the series happen. I'd wait till the off season, because a guy that is chewing tobacco is a nicotine addict. He's an addict, and he's trying to play the game of baseball, you know. And he's already wired to begin with, you know. And then you take him off that tobacco. Oh Lord, you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know. I could hit a single and run four bases. So you gotta be careful. But I thought that was interesting that, you know, somebody said, well, we should mention that. The spitting part of that is kind of that's what baseball players do. They spit. Sit in the bench there. Nobody knows why they do that. Because some of them aren't chewing anything. Everybody just spits. Okay, that's fine. Baseball players all grab their crotch. And I would think that the senators might want to say something about that. Well, enough of that crotchy stuff. That's crotchety right there. There was a thing on TV on CNN. No, it was on CNN. It was NBC. It's on NBC. Now, I don't, you know, you don't question a person's insanity when you're trying to compliment something they've accomplished. Do you know what I'm saying when I say that? Okay, so somebody does something that's totally insane in its own way, but it's a magnificent effort, and therefore you say nice things about them as you're interviewing them. There was a man whose name I don't know. Sorry, didn't get the name. He has spent 11 years using feathered nibs to hand calligraphy a huge copy of the Bible by hand. It took him 11 years. And then there's illustrations and stuff that are all yippy skippy fancy dancy that kind of go with what they're talking about. And it's this huge, big, huge thing. I forget what they said it weighed, 147 pounds or something. Anyway, it's this monstrous thing, and the guy spent 11 years doing it. So they kept him out of trouble, you know what I'm saying? But then, fishing can keep a man out of trouble too, when you think about it. That's a lot of work. All right, here's what's going on with the sewer. Here's what's going on with sewage. I think we mentioned this. Slow to pay $57,130 fine after four sewage spills. 43,000 gallons of waste were dumped in separate instances over 3 years. So we're going to be fined, and then that doesn't make any sense because then, within the city is just giving more money to the state. And it doesn't make any sense at all. Okay. Owan's and Oceano celebrates 35th year. South County Eatery serves dishes based on ideals of family food and service is what they say. And I'm not going to argue with that. And then tomorrow, last night, we had dinner at Le Petit Restaurant in Aurora Grande. And Stefan and his wife are coming in, and we're going to get together and talk. This is really fascinating. They came directly from the Alps. They had a restaurant in the Swiss Alps and a ski resort. They came directly from there to the Central Coast. We'll talk about that. He did mention shoveling snow quite often, though, in the conversation. I think I know. I know he left the Swiss Alps. Can I say something about his French cuisine? I'm going to give you a little primer. Extremely reasonable prices, and his wife does these pastries that are like, oh my gosh. Okay, anyway. So I think he made us try one of everything in the place last night. And we were glad to do it. And so it's not fancy, but it's delicious. And he doesn't charge a lot for it. I mean, we have a thing in France where we charge what's fair. We want people to be happy when they come someplace and gather, and then we just try to charge them fair. He said, the problem these days is, there's real fancy restaurants. He said, there are fancy French restaurants that serve fancy French food, and you pay for it. So, but far too often with French restaurants these days, you're paying a high price, but, you're like getting a TV dinner with sour peas in it. So that's not good. This dinner was excellent. All right, so we'll talk to them tomorrow. I think it's our open for business segment. Is that what it's called? Thanks. All right, let's see what else is going on besides sewage. A locally founded tech support company has moved to a larger office to accommodate a growing staff and customer base, which is just the greatest news of the whole wide world. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. A Digital Foundation Incorporated, founded by Joshua Erdman, of Santa Maria in 2003, has moved within San Luis Obispo to a 2,200-square-foot location of Fierro Lane. The company with 4 full-time and 6 part-time employees is co-owned by Erman and Travis Hanson of Atascadero. Good for them. That's always... Hey, when things are getting better around town, it's always better. Nothing wrong with that. And pretty soon, you've moved a little early because eventually we'll have signage so you know exactly how to get to the airport and Fierro Lane, which is right next to it. We got fancy signage. All right. Okay. Oh, and here's the thing that I mentioned to you on the air. And I used the wrong name. I forgot to mention that yesterday. On Tuesday, I mentioned something. I used the wrong last name. I used the name because I'm used to seeing it, I guess. I used the name of a gentleman that writes into the Tribune that used to be an urban developer, an urban planner guy. And he's a retired professor from Cal Poly. His name is Ira Wynn. That's not who I was talking about, so let's talk about the right person. I'm talking about Ira Hughes, who owns Ira's Bike Shop on Branch Street, not on Branch Street, on the main drag in Royal Grand. It's on Bridge Street, in Royal Grand. And so he's had some real problems with cancer and stuff. And so there's going to be a special do going on, and that's at the regional center where I call it gazebo, the bandstand. You know what I'm talking about? Is okay, and that'll be Sunday, and it'll be a big hoot there. And then you can donate money, you can do whatever you can to help out, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, there's going to be a nice get together for Ira Hughes and Ira's Bike Shop. Try to raise some dough. Now, first I'll mention this, then I'll get to another thing. I'm going to tell you this. They didn't say so in the paper. I think I was directly being slapped around by somebody. Here, I'll get to that first. Okay. It smacks of smacking. Okay. Here we go. Now, I had to eat crow over the 999 plan. I've already had to go through that today. So now I don't know what else I gotta do here, but I guess there's more. All right, let me find it here. Here we go. Jim from Los Osos. Jim. They were talking about eliminating some of the eucalyptus trees in Sweet Springs, and my comment was, you know, they've been there for a long time, and they're just sort of, they may not be natural. No, there are no eucalyptus trees that are natural to California anywhere. I mean, we know that. But you know, sometimes they're kind of groovy looking, and you know, herons get them and whatnot. But anyway, here's a boy. You get spanked here. Sweet Springs Nature Preserve is not a community park with ball fields or rose gardens. This nature preserve is one of the few places in Los Osos where natural habitat is restored and preserved, and it's open to us. Beautiful eucalyptus trees are not part of our natural flora. They displace native vegetation with toxic soil under them, allow little else to grow. They alter the pH of the spring, affecting aquatic animals. And I never saw, except for seeing a duck in there. I never saw anything else, but there might be something else. And they drop large amounts of water, affecting Sweet Springs and the adjacent wetland. Bird diversity and eucalyptus growth is at least 70% less than in native vegetation, according to this. And that's according also to the Point Reyes Bird Observatory. Additionally, removal of eucalyptus trees possibly helps the monarchs. A four-year study by the Big Sur Ornithology Lab showed that monarchs that roost in eucalyptus trees have much higher mortality than those that roost in native trees. Aren't they, and isn't Monarch Grove eucalyptus trees? Aren't those eucalyptus trees in Monarch Grove? In Grover? They don't know it. They don't know it. But it'd be better if we got like 100 plastic Christmas trees and put them in the Monarch Grove down there, and then just tore down the eucalyptus trees and say, you know, here. Okay, let's move on. So here's what they say. They're playing all over. Please support the Morro Coast Audubon's work toward restoring a native habitat at Sweet Springs. All right. So, well, oh, fine. Okay. Put native something in there. You mentioned what the native something was. What is it again? Oh, native willows, which clog the creeks and cause flooding. Native willows, live oaks, and local scrub help provide a beauty that is unique to Los Osos. That's true. They got, you know, they got the oak happiness over there. Oak Park. What is that called? The Oaks. The Oaks in Los Osos. It's called the Oaks in Los Osos. I filmed a television show there once, so I know what it's called. All right. So anyway, and they got some pretty groovy oak trees in it. So anyway, okay. Now, as this is interesting, as we're speaking right now, as I'm sitting here talking to you, do you know what's going on at the Senior Center in San Luis Obispo? Scams. Not. They're not performing scams. They're trying to tell seniors how to avoid scams, and they're having a seminar. You say, Bill, how do you know that? I know stuff. So anyway, but here's a gentleman, James from Cambria, wrote this letter. He said, be alert for scams. I received a telephone call from a young woman who was very distraught and claimed to be my granddaughter. She stated that she drove to Mexico, got intoxicated, was involved in an automobile accident, and as a result was incarcerated in a Mexican jail. Out of jail, she stated that she needed $2,225 wired to an attorney in Spain, who also just happened to be in Mexico and very able to resolve her incarceration and automobile problems. I recognized me. It was a scam. I called the sheriff's department and said, do you want to do a sting or anything like that? And they said, no, you can't do. We can't do that. California law. First off, they're probably not. They're probably not calling from the United States anyway. So they said, just no, we can't. But anyway, victims of imposter scams are urged to call the Federal Trade Commission at 877-FTC-HELP. Here's what I would say to seniors. This is my. Here's what I think seniors need to remember. And the reason it'll change eventually. The scamming is going to be much harder for scammers. I think it's going to be harder, unless they figure out a new way to approach you. But the thing is that our seniors are polite. You know, they're very polite. I'm not saying others aren't, but I'm just saying the seniors tend to be very polite. So when they get a phone call, the phone call's always been a thing that, while it's their possession, if there's someone on the other end of it, it's polite to hear them what they have to say before you say, I'm not getting arrested or whatever. So it's hard to convince the senior. So if I was doing the seminar, I'd say, it's your telephone. You own it. It's in your house. And anybody that calls in is intruding. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care if it's your grandchildren. I don't care who it is. They're intruding on your space. It's your phone. So if you don't want to be involved, and somebody goes, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you don't know me, but, or whatever they say, and say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have time right now, I'm just hanging up. That's not impolite. No, I'm sorry, I don't have time right now, which means you don't have time to tell them more about why you don't have time. You don't have time. I don't have time right now. I'm hanging them up. Don't listen to this. Don't listen to people that you don't know saying it's crap to you. You don't have to listen to that. Yeah. And I'm kind of like Archie Bunker like that, huh? I don't always answer my doorbell. It's my door. You know, if I'm doing something, I don't even know. I mostly do, though, because most of the time it's kids that are selling me something. They are responsible for at least 20 of the extra pounds that I'm not supposed to have on. I'd say kids knocking on my door trying to sell me candy and cookies and all that. I'd say they're responsible. Maybe we should have a seminar on it. Here's what the Tribune said. High hopes for inmate realignment. Well, I should have played. Who sang High Hopes? Perry Como or Doris Day or somebody. I should have had that queued up. Yeah, we got high hopes for it, but we'll see. And then they talked about the terrible Oakland fire. And this was from the Central Coast, Contra Costa Times, about the terrible fire in Oakland Hills. They killed 25 people and destroyed 3,800 homes in just a few hours. It was a late Sunday morning 20 years ago this week when the flatlands by the bay below, the smoke could be seen rise in the east. It was only a short time before the blaze spread through the hills and down to the Rock Ridge District. Fire jumped streets and freeways no one thought it would traverse. The warm winds from the east whipped up the flames and sent fiery cinders flying as far down the hill as Tunnel Road near the Claremont Hotel. Firefighters from Oakland and districts throughout the region tried often without success to communicate with each other as out-of-town reinforcements struggled to connect to the city's hydrants. When it was over, entire neighborhoods had been destroyed. It looked like a war zone. These fiery things, boy, I'll tell you, we've had our share of scares, but I mean, it's like, holy cow, it's just amazing, these conflagrations. You know? They take on a life of their own. No question about it. Here's the political cartoon today shows the Earth's resources diminishing and the Earth's population is about to go, what is it, 7 trillion? 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, And most of those people live in L.A. So it's staggering. We're alert for scams. We have high hopes for inmate realignment. Don't mess with the trees. James Shepard of Paso Robles. I had a very good friend in Vietnam by the name of Jim Shepard. I don't know the same guy. I don't know. Anyway, he said, don't be dissuaded. I'm shocked that the photovoltaic electric system installed by the Navy will result in next losses to the taxpayers. I don't know. He's saying that, but he's not really shocked. He says, I don't suppose this has anything to do with the fact that the system is being over-designed and installed by only performance bondable contractors and by workers paid the prevailing wage. As a general contractor at a solar firm performing the performing government work, I am uniquely qualified to discuss the inefficiencies involved in most government contracted work, local, state, and federal. Bonded contracting eliminates 90% of competitive contractors. Prevailing wage law adds 30 to 40% to costs. The result is simple. No government-administered contract will be efficient or cost-effective ever. That includes remodeling and highway building, including photovoltaic solar. He's mentioned this because he says he doesn't want you to be dissuaded. He said, you know, if you want to do solar in your home, it still can be very worthwhile for you, just because the Navy. When you start, you know, the solar panels, you know, you put them on the bottom of the ship, it doesn't work.
Have you heard the news? Thai Elephant Restaurant is now open in San Luis Obispo, serving up authentic Thai cuisine for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Come on in, sit down for a while, and feast on the tastiest Thai food this side of Bangkok. Lunch specials are $7.95 and include your choice of entree, soup, salad, and rice. What's your pleasure today? Beef, pork, chicken, seafood, or a vegan dish? Thai Elephant's got you covered. At Thai Elephant, you can dine indoors or you sit back and relax on their large patio. Quench your thirst with a Thai beer or a glass of wine. Ah, life is good. They serve a variety of appetizers as well as flavorful curries, noodle dishes, soups, and more entree options than you can imagine, all with no MSG. So next time you're wondering where to go eat, try San Luis Obispo's new restaurant, Thai Elephant. You'll find Thai Elephant in San Luis Obispo near the train station roundabout at 1815 Oso Street, and in Atascadero on El Camino Real near the car wash. Thai Elephant.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Ford all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. Plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. That's expert service and money back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Be participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
future gleams there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, sunbeam that shines, they're yours just as they are mine. And love can come to each and every one.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network with Bill Benica.
Best things in life are free. There's some stuff that costs me, you know, like, wait, whoa, let me tell you this right here. Here's the thing, best things in life are free. Let me get this. All right, here we got, oh, here we are right here. I know where it is. All right, best things in life are free. Take two. Then again, does the person who has it all need a $1 million fountain? Other ultra-high-end gifts include nearly a dozen Ferraris, a mahogany speedboat. I'd love to have a mahogany speedboat if I could have one, but I don't. The best things in life for me are free. Custom-built library and a black rubber ping-pong table. So this is the Neiman Marcus Christmas book unveiled Tuesday. It's offering options like the $420,000 tour of European flower shows and a private jet and a $250,000 handcrafted mahogany speedboat. At cost of $1 million, customers can have fountain installed at their home. This is his and hers gift features two underwater robot puzzles that will be programmed to make the water dance to music. Oh, not robot nozzles.
Nozzles, Bill. You fool. It's like they you got your miniature Bellagio. You can't beat that. You know what I mean? How much does that cost?
Oh, that's $1 million. Okay. The Dallas-based luxury retailer known for the extravagant and outrageous fantasy gifts said the 85th edition catalog has about 600 items, with almost half of them under $250. If I look at this book, there's something for everyone. But let's see what else is going on. Looking for something with a little speed, there's an exclusive edition of the 2012 Ferrari FF, which reaches top speeds of more than 200 miles an hour. Catalog offers 10 of the Ferraris with four-wheel drive, the silver-gray color Grigio Caldo. A set of tan leather luggage that can set you back here $395,000. Artist Tom Burr has created a $45,000 piece made of black rubber that doubles as a ping-pong table. For $5,000, Johnny Walker is offering a scotch tasting for the buyer and 20 guests, complete with a bagpipe player. An 18-foot diameter yurt for $75,000. It's like a Bedouin tent, a yurt. But I don't think the Bedouin spent $75,000 on there. Okay, there's just some things that are going on there. Okay, now, and let me just tell you about the 27-foot mahogany Hackercraft speedboat. Took 1,400 hours to build and will feature the name of its owner bestowed in 23-karat gold letter. Okay, well, I got to save up for that one. I don't need that. I don't need my name on it. I don't care. It's a pretty old mahogany speedboat. Feds curb speculation in oil and other commodities. The long-delayed rules aim to improve a market-wide ceiling on speculative trading, which could help us a great deal. Your coffee might come down. Your price of gas could come down. Big financial speculators will be limited their ability to manipulate the price of oil and 27 other commodities under a set of new rules. Yet even as the CFTC approved the new rules to rein in excessive speculation on a 3-2 party line vote, the Democratic commissioners in the majority, some financial market analysts and lawmakers in Congress complained that the new rule falls short of what's needed to curb speculation effectively. I said, you got to be better than that. You got to be better than that. Okay. Now, here's some other things that people are doing. That's in the business section, but they're kind of interesting. You know, everybody's got a. Here's the gimmicks. Here's the gimmicks coming your way. Besides the Neiman Marcus catalog that has a $75,000 yurt. Here's the Starbucks, known for its dark roast beans, unveiled its lighter blend, Starbucks Blonde Roast, Tuesday as it tries to reach a wider base of consumers. Starbucks has long faced criticism of people who think its coffee is too dark or bitter. The company said it's developed a roast for the large number of consumers who prefer a lighter tasting coffee. And basically what you, because I know a little bit about coffee, the bitterness isn't because of how they roast it. It's not because it's dark. It's because of how they do it. sorry. I hate to tell you that, but that's the truth. They could do it without having to be bitter, but they don't. And then the other thing is, and so there are light beans. You know, there's certain kinds of light beans that that taste exceptionally better if they're roasted correctly, and then served as a light roast coffee. There are some beans that are good, but there's only certain beans that really works with. You know, the most familiar one that people would know in the whole wide world that's a light roast coffee is Mocha Java. From Mocha and Java. Mocha and Java, the two places got together and they came up with coffee years ago. BlackBerry maker Research and Motion Limited unveiled a new operating system Tuesday in hopes of grabbing some attention away from the iPhone and Android phones. It would have to have somebody jump out and rub your shoulders. The new BBX system combines existing BlackBerry elements with RIM's previously announced ONX operating system for phones and tablet computers. Now, for those of you that are in the know when it comes to all that technical stuff, I have the faintest idea what the heck they're talking about with that. Motorola is bringing back the Razr name once attached to the best-selling phone in the world. The new phone called the Droid Razr is thin but a different breed from the folding dumb phone. It has a big touchscreen and runs Google Incorp's Android operating system. Verizon Wireless will start taking pre-orders on October 27th. You're going to sell it for $300 with a two-year contract. You got to have that contract in it, eh? Yeah, two-year contract is only $3,000 a month. All right, so that's there's a lot of things going on with it. That's some interesting stuff. Anything else? Banks sent nearly 26% more default notices to California homeowners in the third quarter compared with the previous 3 months. Oh, joy. Oh, joy. Dr. Fred Vernacchia, who's on his back a little bit, who owns Sandals Diagnostic Center, he has a whole big thing here, and I'm not going to get into it. If you're a woman and you get the Tribune, or you know somebody gets the Tribune, and you want to, or you have this situation, ask them. I'm not going to. It's for doctors to tell women and women to read by themselves. Let's know the facts about dense breasts and dense radio people. All right. So anyway, you take care of that. All right. Now, here is Gail from Paso wrote this. Said, I just finished reading one letter, Drive Slow, Pull Over, and the Viewpoint About Rigid Vehicles. Another death happened a couple of weeks ago on Nacional Lake Drive when a small car in Echo ran into a Ford F-350 pickup. Well, the driver from the Echo was killed while the driver of the pickup walked away. That's like driving into a tank. The letter about pulling over rang true with me. I live at Heritage Ranch, and there are limited places to pull over when someone is behind me tailgating. I try to pull over whenever I can. I'm reminded of that my mother told me that you never know what is going on in that vehicle. It could be a sick child or an emergency. It could be nice if people get out of the way. And then this is just funny. I'm sorry. This is cute, and I'm going to read it. It's political. It's very political, but I'm going to read it because it's funny. Mary Ross from Cambria wrote this. Deciding not to vote for Mitt Romney because a claim has been made that he is not a true Christian is very wrong. I can think of many better reasons not to vote for Mitt Romney. You know, you have to admit, we here the first time that it ever reared its ugly head, you know, was the John Kennedy's Catholicism. And you know, that reared its head, and everybody stared at it and said, we can live with it. And that was fine. And then we got away from, after the Kennedy, we got away from all that, you know, for a long, long time. And not because Mitt Romney's a Mormon, you know, it's like, okay, oh, my God. Yeah, my gosh. Everything's gone haywire again. All right. That's kind of, oh, they had a big flu-in as part of a drill yesterday. The San Francisco County Health Department aimed to inoculate 2,500 people during a massive evacuation drill at the fire department in Grover Beach, Morro Bay, Paso Robles, and San Luis Obispo yesterday. During the exercise, flu shots were given to county employees, emergency first responders, city employees at the host locations and their families. But they actually were doing it in case they ever had to inoculate because of some terrible thing that could happen to them, some epidemic or something. You know, some epidemic that would be really bad. That reminds me of something else, though. Where is it, Bill? Oh, here's this other accident that happened. Pennsylvania man remained in critical but stable condition Tuesday, more than a week after he was injured and his wife killed in a head-on collision on Highway 1 south of Hearst Castle. Jeffrey LaChance of Paso Robles 55 was attempting to pass a northbound tour bus when his Toyota Tundra collided with a southbound Toyota Camry. Camry passenger Joan Fuller died at the scene. Driver Peter Fuller is flown by air ambulance to Sierra Vista and remains in the intensive care unit. Couple's family is posting updates on his condition. Nicole Fuller, their daughter, said, "It's kind of amazing to me how many people have been following and touched by our story. I've never seen anything like it." Plans for memorial service in Pennsylvania for Joan Fuller were not yet completed so far. A chance was arrested by the CHP on suspicion of vehicular homicide with gross negligence after his release from the Twin Cities. He did post a $100,000 bail and is scheduled to appear in court for an arraignment next Tuesday. All right. And just so you know, for those of you who knew Dan Nadalski, who was killed right out in front of our radio station here a few weeks back, we had dinner with his wife, Lisa, on Monday night, and she sure appreciates how great everybody's been. She's doing pretty good. All right. What else? What was important, Bill? I don't know. Probably something. Do I have a story? Oh, wait, let me see if I have a story up here to tell you. Oh, I do have a story. I do have a story to share. Where did my story go? I already did it. All right. Yemen's just trying like crazy. They really want to get their act together, and they're still pressed like crazy, and there's nobody really helping them out. So it's like they're not good. So we'll get a story about Yemen in a minute. The FDA cites sanitation issues in that Listeria outbreak in the cantaloupe. They had standing water and just nastiness, and it was just not a clean place. Of course, I don't know how many of those kind of processing plants are, but anyway.
On February 3rd, we went to the streets, demanding dignity,
freedom, a life worth living.
We placed our tents outside of Sana'a University, and we chanted,
"Here's where we will stay till we overthrow the regime."
These are just some of the voices of Yemen's peaceful youth revolutionary movement. Young activists trying to make a statement in the simplest possible terms. For months, they've demonstrated, day after day, continuing their struggle, demanding an end to the regime of President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
8 months later, we are still here, peacefully calling for change.
A new online campaign by the Support Yemen group aims to serve as a reminder of their revolution. They have a Twitter feed. They even have a Facebook page. And now, they've released a video entitled Break the Silence.
We hear a lot about different countries, but Yemen, the reality is Yemen is not really a top concern for many people in the international community.
Prominent Yemeni activist Atiyaf al-Wazir lends her voice to the online campaign as well.
Tribesmen, academics, writers, students, farmers, artists.
Our nation began to see hope through us.
But hope started to fade as violence escalated.
We really are tired. We're really hoping for the best. And this is why international solidarity is important. And people cannot underestimate how important it is for the morale of the Yemenis. You know, it's not just a Yemeni issue. It's a human issue. When people are killed on the streets.
Activists are calling for help to stop the cycle of violence.
Despite our peaceful resistance, we face brutal attacks by government security forces.
The same forces that took an oath to protect us have now turned against us. Where is humanity? Where is the world to stand against us?
Yemen's government denies cracking down on peaceful protesters. Al-Wazir and her colleagues hope this campaign will make a difference, that it will inspire and empower.
That's what we're hoping to do by these messages, is to let people know that, you know, we're all in this together. Freedom is something, is mutual, something that everybody wants and it's everybody's looking for.
A motto echoed every day by thousands of protesters risking their lives for what they believe in.
We will continue doing it, peacefully, with pride.
Mohammed Jamjoum, CNN, Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi. And so you say to yourself sometimes, you got to say to yourself sometimes, I think, boy, am I glad I'm where I am. Ooh, man. There but for the grace of God. All right, other things. Oh, I know what I want to tell you about. I want to tell you about Ithers. So if you say to yourself, I'm thinking of getting one of those Oryx XLs. I'm not sure where to go. You go to Idler's now. Idler's is a big, huge dealer for Oryx vacuum cleaners. And they don't have, just have the XL either, by the way. They have a number of different models, including a hand job, a hand-held model, you know. And they have all that. So get to Idler's and talk about Oryx. And they have them in San Luis Obispo, Paso, and in the Tascadero. Tascadero, they have the floor models, the discontinued stuff, the factory blends. And Paso and San Luis Obispo, they have the kitchen redoing departments. And then they have Lane Easy Boy chairs. I guess is Easy Boy its own name? Lane recliners. I might have committed a faux pas there. I got copyright infringement going on. Anyway, the Lane recliner thingies, they got like 32, 42, some number of different ones of that. And then they have also the outdoor equipment and everything else in the whole wide world in the North County in Paso. And San Luis Obispo, and they have a sleep shops. They got the sleep shops and the vacuum cleaner stores. Now, plus all the appliances you can buy, which are too many to name, and they do that on purpose so that you have a huge choice. And the people that work there, and I've bought my appliances from Idler's ever since I ever came here, and they help you out. They say, here, do you need this or not need this? Do you want this or not want this? What do you want? Because a lot of people get stuff they don't need at all. Bill Benica gets a 12-burner stove. I really don't need that, you know, except to heat my home. So anyway, I'm just telling you, Idler's does their thing, and they do it better than anybody else, and they have low prices guaranteed. And they're in Paso, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo, and they're great. All right. I had another story here I want to tell you about. Okay. Remember the dad that let his daughter, who was 9-year-old, drive him? She drove him to a convenience store to buy some more beer, I guess, is what she did. And then she drove him home. But when he was bragging about her driving when he was in the place, he got busted because the people in the liquor store or whatever it was called the cops and said, this guy's bragging about the fact that this 9-year-old girl is driving him around, his 9-year-old daughter. So then people go, well, it's better that she drove than he drove if he was drunk. No, it's better if neither one of them drove, in my opinion. But here's his reason. Here's his reason right here.
The Situation Room with Will Blitzer, weekday afternoons at 4 Eastern on CNN.
Fine, let's go on.
The way she drove up to the gas pumps was a little jerky. And when she got out and saw why, it was a 9-year-old driving her allegedly drunk dad, something witnesses say he bragged about inside the store.
9 years old. Nice. Gas, brakes, listen, we're leaving. And she's driving. I'm drunk.
And she didn't just drive. Her dad bought her a caramel apple, then she got back on the booster seat behind the steering wheel, and slowly off they went, while a customer who saw the whole thing dialed 911 and followed them.
Is the vehicle staying on the road?
She's driving pretty good. I'm telling you, I can't believe it.
When police stopped the van, the girl said what most people say. Why'd you stop me? I was driving great. But her dad's not looking so great. 39-year-old Sean Weimer wiped his eyes as his preliminary hearing was postponed. He's been charged with child abuse.
What made you think it was okay to let a 9-year-old drive on a public road?
Have you anything to say to your daughter at all?
No comment.
Friends say he's a great dad who had weekend visitation rights with his daughter.
Now he can't see her.
What's that doing to him?
And that's going to destroy him.
He told a reporter for WXYZ that he's a good dad who made a bad decision. He's been busted before after crashing while driving under the influence. This time, his daughter said he'd been drinking whiskey all day. He refused a breathalyzer test and told police he was just teaching his daughter how to drive. There have been lots of stories of little kids driving their parents' cars.
I tried to drive, but I ran for 2-3 potatoes.
From this 5-year-old to a 7-year-old who told police he was trying to avoid going to church, at least Sean Weimer's daughter didn't hit anything. The Detroit Free Press reports she was even seen using her turn signal at least twice. It's her father who seems to have taken the wrong turn by turning to his daughter. Jeannie Mo, CNN, New York.
Thank you.
that's it for Wednesday. Let's get together again tomorrow. We're going to have Stefan in here from Le Petit Restaurant. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about everything else that's going on in the crazy world. And we'll do that at noon's o'clock right here on 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. And this is Talk is Cheap. That's not how I'm supposed to end it, though, am I? But it doesn't matter.
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.